Welcome to a special edition of the Loco Sports Lowdown. I'm joined by golf correspondent Brian Rietveld, and we are here to recap round one of the first and possibly only Palmetto Championship here in Congaree Golf Club in Ridgeland, South Carolina. Brian, just so awesome to have a second Low Country PGA Tour golf tournament here this calendar year, and what a way to start it here over in Congaree. Wes Roach, what an impressive round, 7-under, starting things off, and he has the one-shot lead by himself over Dustin Johnson, number one player in the world, coming to his home state, looking to win for the first time here in South Carolina with a nice 6-under performance. And then our very own Bryson Nimmer, what a phenomenal performance by Bryson, puts up a 3-under 68. He is it's definitely in contention here, and what a phenomenal opening round for Bryson. But let's start with our leader, Wes Roach. I don't think any of us saw this coming. Really delivered in a big way to start things off. A 7-under round for Wes Roach. The putter was on fire. He actually swapped his putter a couple weeks ago, and it ended up working for him. Just a phenomenal start to his Palmetto Championship here.
Yeah, no doubt. You got Wes Roach, who's a Duke grad and kind of a journeyman. He's not a spring chicken, early 30s, and you don't see his name pop up there too often, but you hit the nail on the head. He got that flat stick rolling today. He gained almost 5 shots on the field with his putter. So we'll see if he can sustain that, but one heck of a round, 7-under. Of course, definitely was not playing that easy today, so absolutely a fantastic round by the Duke Blue Devil.
Well, the first time he's actually ever held a PGA Tour event lead at the end of a round in his career. So a spectacular performance by Wes Roach, who has been around the tour for a while, still looking for that elusive first win. And he has made a heck of a statement to start things here at the Palmetto Championship. And I mean, you look at what he's done recently, a T13 at Puerto Rico, but he hasn't done much else. Didn't make the cut in New Orleans, a T61 at Byron Nelson, but what a strong start here. And certainly, do you think this is sustainable? Do you think he can make a run to the rest of the tournament?
Yeah, we'll have to see. You know, he's kind of bouncing back and forth where he can get some play between the Corn Ferry and the PGA. So he's not a full-time member. So only a handful of starts and nothing too crazy outside of that opposite field tied for 13th, like you mentioned, at Puerto Rico. But if he can keep the putter going, absolutely. Usually when you see that stat of, you know, 4, 5, 6 shots gained putting, that's something you can't really keep up with 4 days in a row. But hey, he got it. He got himself at the top of the leaderboard, and we'll see what he can do tomorrow. See if we can put some foundation down for the weekend. But yeah, how about your boy Bryson Nimmer? What the heck of a round today, 3-under.
Amazing start to Bryson's Palmetto Championship. We knew after the Heritage, it obviously wasn't the first round that he was looking for. So it was so important for him to get off to a strong start here in Congaree. And there were some signs of worry early on, an opening bogey to start things on that par 3 10th. It's always kind of weird to start on a par 3. You just don't see 100%. That very often. But he really settled in as we got towards the front nine, and then he just went off, really. 4 birdies on the first 6 holes of that front nine, just completely turned on his game, sunk some big-time putts. He attacked the course well. Maybe that's product of playing here several times before. I think he definitely has a leg up in that department over some other players that he's – been able to play Congaree a few times, kind of knows the lay of the land. That certainly has benefited him so far. But I'm just really impressed by the way he composed himself and the way he played from start to finish. And now you got yourself in a really strong spot. You're 3-under. Try to keep it going and try to nail down your spot going into the weekend with another solid round on Friday.
Yeah, 100%. I'm with you on the it is a little funky starting off, you know, first thing in the morning, having to tee off on hole 10, that par 3. That hole got a lot of people on that as their first tee shot today. So no harm done there. Just like you said, he recovered very easily throughout the day. And -3. He was solid in all categories. He really tore it up tee to green, gaining almost 2.5 shots on the crowd. So really just solid round. Very sustainable. I think we're going to see something similar, if not even better, tomorrow out of that young Clemson Tiger and Hilton Head Christian alum. So very exciting stuff. Very happy to see him in that tie for 19th after round one. Really good look for a lot of the local guys. You know, you hit on, of course, DJ, obviously from South Carolina, with a round that we've been looking for basically since the Masters, honestly. And then Doc Redman, you know, Clemson grad, North Carolina guy. Jonathan Bird, Columbia native, also a Clemson grad. With a -3, he's back and forth between the Corn Ferry and PGA. So the South Carolina kids did really well today.
Some outstanding Clemson Tigers. We mentioned Bryson Nimmer, who I mean, obviously had a spectacular day. But then Doc Redman right there, one stroke back of Wes Roach, 6 under 65. Outstanding day for Redman, a young star out of Clemson University. And Dustin Johnson, just an incredible performance with his ball striking. In the span of 7 straight holes, he hit the ball 11 feet or shorter.
Yeah.
To the hole. That's just incredible consistency doing that time and time again. In a very, very tough course that punishes you easily for any mistakes that you make. You got to have elite world-class accuracy. We all know he does, and Dustin Johnson putting together a sensational performance to start off his Palmetto Championship, and it just—I'm sure—it means a lot to him to compete in his home state where he grew up and he learned the game of golf. So tell me how much it means for him to put on a good performance here.
Yeah, he's been pretty adamant. You know, very common question to him, and every time he steps up, it's like, yeah, I love the Palmetto State. I love South Carolina. I would love to win one of these tournaments that have been hosted here. You know, this is the third one this year when you throw in the PGA Championship too. So he definitely wants to wear that belt. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. So I'm just glad to see that he looked healthy. He got the ball rolling and just like you said, he did everything well, just a ball striking machine today, but he also scrambled. He was 7 for 7 getting up and down when he did miss a green. And so if he can keep that up over the weekend, absolutely. You know, he is obviously the cream of the crop here, along with Brooks and Sungjae Im, but it'll be interesting to follow him over the next couple of days to see if he can keep this up heading into Torrey Pines next week. He may be getting some betters kind of pointing at him after his performance today.
He didn't get any birdies on the par fives. He didn't even do anything on the par fives. Just 3 straight pars.
Yeah.
But doing his damage elsewhere on the course and just impeccable ball striking all the way through. Just a spectacular performance all the way around from Dustin Johnson. Chesson Hadley, another American who really impressed me in this opening round, came on strong in the front 9, 3 consecutive birdies after bogey on 18, made 2 more to finish out on a 6 under 65 to just be a part of that 4-way tie for second. Yeah. And then Eric Van Rooyen from South Africa kind of flirting with the lead late in that first round and also in that tie for second. Some other names to keep an eye on, maybe one of the most impressive stories of the day was from Tane Lee. A Monday qualifier starts off the tournament with a 4 under 67. It's only his third PGA Tour start this season. And he gets in on a Monday qualifying, actually got in on Sunday, but ending up with a really, really fantastic start to his tournament with a 4 under round. So it's always awesome to see guys come in Monday, qualify, and make the most of the opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. And like we've talked about before, this is going to be a great stage for some names that we normally don't see. That's what's going to make this tournament fun. We don't have the deepest field in the world. It's more of almost like an opposite field type of field in the Palmetto Championship here. But that's going to open the door to some guys who really need to take advantage of being on that stage, and he's won. I mean, he's taking advantage of Sunday qualifying into this one. And We talked about Wes Roach earlier and a few of these other guys. Chesson Hadley, you know, is an old school Georgia Tech guy who is a journeyman trying to get back on tour full time. So really cool opportunity for some of these journeymen and some of these young guys to make kind of their name on tour and lock up a membership for the next couple of years.
Absolutely. Also some disappointing performances from guys who expected to put on a good show.
Yeah.
In the opening round, you talk about Brooks Koepka, Matt Fitzpatrick, Terrell Hatton, a couple of guys who we thought would get off to strong starts around the afternoon, just not able to do much over there at Congaree. Tell me about some of those performances from the guys who we thought would be right up there having some tough starts here at the Mo Championship.
Yeah, no doubt. And Sungjae Im, definitely my number one kind of stinker of the day. And I don't know if it's because he teed off so early. He's one of those who teed off on number 10 as well, even though he hit a great tee shot there. He just never got it going, especially on the greens. He could not figure out the greens. He lost almost four shots to the field on the putting greens, which is – that's unheard of for Sungjae Im. So – hopefully tomorrow he can bounce back. But, yeah, he was one that was disappointing. Richie Wierenski, I thought he would have a really good round today. And then my second biggest disappointment is the ambassador himself, Lucas Glover. A lot of hype kind of coming into the tournament with him being one of the few players who had some backgrounds here. And, you know, he fired a 5 over 76, and he's going to have to go out tomorrow and just put the pedal to the metal, try to make it to the weekend.
How you thought the course played, obviously we knew it would be fast and firm. The rain didn't come down that much today. Obviously there was always some clouds hanging around the area in the low country, but we stayed pretty much dry in the opening round. But tell me about how the course played and kind of how it displayed compared to how you thought it would.
Yeah, it looked great first off. I mean, it obviously drained really well. We had some gully washers there a couple nights ago. So it obviously drained well. The fairways were a little bit slower than what we probably were hoping. Again, if this tournament happened 3 weeks ago, this course would be playing completely different. They would have those tees all the way back to 7,600, 7,700 yards. They definitely moved up a lot of the tees because it was playing slower. So you didn't see as many balls bouncing off the fairway into those fairway bunkers that are let me rephrase, there's no bunkers, right? They're all waste hazards or waste bunkers this week. So you didn't see that happen too often or as much as you would like to see to really toughen up the course. But otherwise, it looked great. It doesn't look like it's going to officially rain tomorrow. So hopefully we'll get some more wind and get another day of dry temps out there and try to speed up this course. But overall, I think it played pretty well, and I think the guys liked it.
Fantastic start to this Palmetto Championship here in Congaree. Before we wrap this up, looking at the leaderboard so far, tell me about a guy or a couple of guys who you are hoping to have a strong outing coming up tomorrow in round two. About who you think has the most pressure to put on a strong performance tomorrow.
I got you. Yeah. First off, if I'm out on the course tomorrow, if I'm a patron, a fan, I'm definitely going to go follow those South Africans. If you want to go see a bomber, go check out Wilco Knee Neighbor. He's about 6'2", but he looks like he's 7'2". He's tall, lanky, and he bombs it. I mean, 330, 340, 350. I mean, he is right there with Bryson DeChambeau. He had a great round, -3 today. Also, my boy Gary Kigo, great round. He played alongside Roach, -3. So if you want to go watch some really fun golf, go check those two guys out. But I'm definitely interested to see what Doc Redman does do tomorrow. He's been on the verge. You know, he's a former U.S. Open champion, heck of a collegiate career, Walker Cup guy. Like, I want to see if he can finally take this to the next level and add a trophy, a PGA trophy to his collection, because he's on that verge. He's part of that young, you know, Morikawa group. Those young 20 somethings. I'm ready to see if he can take that next step. Who are you looking out for this week?
I'm hoping to see Wes Roach, see if he could keep up what he started on Thursday and continue that hot putter that he developed in that first round. But also when you look at the middle of the leaderboard. I really would like to see Brooks Koepka put up a stronger performance, especially going into the U.S. Open next week. You want to make sure you're playing some good golf. So I think he's got to have the goal in mind that I need to qualify for the weekend if I really want to keep that momentum going into Torrey Pines coming up a week from now. So definitely a solid group of competitors to look out for as we look forward to round two on Friday. And it's going to be a fantastic tournament. What a start here at the first ever Pomona Championship at Congaree Golf Club. Well, Brian, thank you for coming on. We'll do it again tomorrow. It's been a fantastic start to the Palmetto Championship in Congaree. Well, for Brian Rietveld, I'm Wes Kerr. Thanks for listening to a special edition of the Loco Sports Lowdown. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Until next time, go Loco.